When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone's John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the charioteers, Peggy Lee and Bing Guest, the kids from Brooklyn, Danny Kaye. And here's the kid from Spokane, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Ken. I feel just like a kid tonight.
You do? Why?
Vacation time, only 3 months away. Anyhow, Ken, I think lots of folks are vacation-minded. Maybe I do. Early as it is. And if the charioteers will come up alongside here and surround me with the thing of a delightful spot for folks may to visit sometime. Hey. Managua, Nicaragua is a beautiful town. You buy an hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you were trying to win. But her pasta doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask the senorita for a little embrace. She answers you, caramba, caramba, bamberito. In Managua, Nicaragua, that snow. I have been to many tropic ports. I might include even Brooklyn. If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look in Managua, Nicaragua. What a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship and go sailing away across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua. Olé! You live like you're a millionaire, though that's what you ain't. You hardly would believe how much a taste you can buy. One thing, slice of taste is choking a time. Buy a big sombrero from a neighborhood shop, and then the girls will follow you like in a parade. That's because they want to walk in the game. Every day is made for playing fun, because every day is fiesta. And they wait from 12 o'clock to 1 to 12, minus an hour for siesta.
Another Nicaragua, what a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and a temperature hot.
So take a trip on a ship, go sailing away across the agua,
across the agua,
to Nicaragua,
to Nicaragua,
across the agua, to Managua, Nicaragua.
Puts me right in the mood to tell our listeners why Silco is famous for quality the world over.
But, Ken, don't tell them, show them. Didn't you say last week that word couldn't do justice to the 1201?
Well, yes, I did, Bing.
Okay, tonight's the night. Tell them without words.
What I meant was the 1201 is a new kind of radio phonograph, so you have to try it to realize how terrific it is.
To the point, Todd, did you or did you not say that you were going to show the 1201 personally to all our listeners, all 47 of them?
Yeah,
including my mother and a couple of people in Montreal.
Yes, all of them. I know, Bing, but they live so far apart.
Take as long as you like. We can spare you.
Can I at least remind them they can also try out the 1201 at their social dealer? I might miss one here or there, you know.
It's not quite cricket, Ken, but if you might.
Well, thanks, Bing. I'll only say this. Your social dealer invites you to come in and give the 1201 a whirl personally. Because until you slide that record in yourself, and watch the 1201 start, play, and stop itself automatically, you're missing the most sensational new experience in the enjoyment of records. No obligation, no sales talk, make your own demonstration. And you'll prove to your own satisfaction that the 1201 is the easiest way to play records ever invented. And it's a so-so, famous for quality the world over.
And here's Peggy Lee. What's the tune tonight, Peg?
Tease me, but please don't tease me.
Some very interesting thoughts in there. I'll work it out. Would you like to sing something else?
Later, but can I have a Google now, Bill?
Indeed, you can. Take five and part take ten. That's the kind of guy I am. Go and take ten. 10 hours of Brownie. It's busting loose for a big hit all over the network. When I go to sleep, never count sheep. I count all the times above Linda. And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms above Linda. But what good does it do me? For Linda doesn't know I exist. That house feeling gloomy, thinking of the loving that I've missed. It passed on the street, my heart skipped to beat. I say to myself, how to linger. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while. Then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen. lucky star begins to shine. With one lucky break, I'll make Linda
a flick of favorite fresh and fantastic by Fern and Spotted and Thirsty. The bubbly Brooklyn boy who bounced from the Bork's belt to Broadway and then blasted his way into the hearts of millions via the silver screen. Who is Sam Goldwyn's bombastic answer to the atomic power? Who else? Danny Kaye. Danny, you know, frankly, admiration compels me to praise your scat singing, because when I hear you sing a scat song, I'm sincerely thankful that I'm no longer included in my repertoire.
Oh, now, Bill, you shouldn't.
I mean it, Danny. You know, I used to do scat songs in my day.
Bill, in your day, the scat was just a skippy.
Danny, you're all dressed up tonight, and your attitude is one of great charm and great travel fame.
Well, thank you, Mr. Crosby. Oh, hey, listen, by the way, that reminds me. Did you ever see the kind of entertainer, Bing, who walks out on the stage and has a beautiful dinner jacket on, magnificent taste, glorious voice, all the gestures necessary to tell the song?
Yeah.
Can't quite hit the note.
Never quite just misses a little.
Just misses the note a little bit.
And never knows it either.
No, he's oblivious.
I'd like to hear it, guys.
Well, here we go.
Okay, hit it on.
When they begin, yet again, it's arranged by tonight of music so tender. It's arranged by tonight of lovers so splendid. It's arranged by the memories evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore of the swift plane. And even the power to the rain. When they begin, they begin. So don't let them when they begin, they begin. Oh, yes, let them begin, oh, begin. Make them swear. Oh, the stars that were there before. Suddenly know what heaven will when they begin the heaven. Get it. Get
that's a very vivid portrayal, Danny. However, other than that lethal lampoon, you mentioned that you'd come to this circle of fries for a purpose. What's the purpose, huh?
Well, so good of you to ask, Mr. Crosby. I have come for a purpose.
Go on. Pull up a Chippendale here.
Mm-hmm.
How is what you do? You want advice?
Mm-hmm.
You eat leafy vegetables, practice daily before a mirror, do unto others, and medical experts all over the country will offer you a proof positive.
No, that isn't what it is, Dean. The advice I seek is the kind which you are well qualified to. Shall we slip into the parlance of the percussion section and say, hit me with?
It'd be a pleasure to hit you with anything, dear boy. But why pick on me for advice? Irresponsible old me, scattergood Dane, scrappy rich.
Oh, now don't run yourself down like that.
I don't know.
Well, go ahead.
Now, look, Dane, when a man wants to find out about automobile production, he goes to Henry Ford for advice.
That's what he do.
That's what he do.
When he wants advice on cooking, he goes to Oscar the Waldorf.
Was it?
That's what he do.
Mm.
When he needs advice on music, he goes to John Scott.
I concur. I heartily concur. What do you want from me? Your clothes are impeccable?
2 months ago.
2 months ago?
That doesn't make so long
much
on the wrong
page. Yeah.
That's what
they say.
I'm page 12. Clothes I can handle, Dean. That's the line that follows. I don't know where I am.
Good day. You're among friends. You want to take a place of gift?
Yes, here we go.
Your clothes are impeccable.
Clothes I can handle, Mr. Crosby. What
good
I
boy,
want
good boy.
Is advice on raising children.
Oh, well, you better...
Oh, shut up!
Advice on raising children, you better call my kids. They'll be happy to tell you.
Well, you have 4 sons, don't you?
Mm-hmm. All boys, too.
And you've heard about Mary, haven't you, Dane?
Yes, you're a boy, too.
I didn't mean that. I mean about me and the Stork.
You and the Stork?
Dane, what I'm trying to say is, well, gosh, I... Oh, shut, Dane, have a cigar.
Danny, you don't mean...
I do.
When?
2 months ago.
Well, how do you like 2 months ago it happened, huh?
Well,
shows you what happened. Your newsboy tosses the paper under the porch one night and the whole world slips by on you. What was it, a boy or a girl?
She's a girl, Clark.
A girl. My. However did you arrange that?
Is Truman Tell Stalin?
About you, Danny. A girl. Having girls can be dangerous. You never know what it'll lead to. Look at Eddie Cantor. What's your baby's name, Danny?
Dina.
Dina. What a lovely name for a girl.
Oh, she is a lovely girl, Danny. She's so soft and beautiful. And her little voice is so...
You've been singing Dina so long, really, I guess it's only natural that you'd dub your daughter with that name. But to return to your problem, Danny, now, if it's advice on children you need, you better catch me.
Oh. But surely you're the boss, eh?
Figuratively, yes, actually, only when they're asleep. Danny, may I tell you something, ghastly? The boys have banded together and they've ganged up on me. They've got a union.
Oh. Organized, eh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They call themselves the Crosby's Odd Jobs and Very Little Lip from the Old Man Local Number One. They're hitting me for shorter home study periods and higher allowances.
They have to pull a strike on you here?
Only last week, they suddenly refused to do their homework. And then resorted to violence. It broke my entire collection of Dick Haynes records.
I'm distraught. Your entire collection of Dick Haynes records?
Yes.
How many?
One.
You have troubles on a large scale, though, Bing. Things must have been easier when there was just one fire.
Oh, that seems so many, many scads of years ago.
Well, could you just handle the one boy?
Well, as I recall, one boy wasn't too bad. It's fairly simple to handle. Any child of yours should be fairly simple. It just requires some money.
Any child of yours should be fairly simple to handle.
Just fairly simple to handle. Oh, I'm sorry. Babies are wonderful things. Certainly brighten up a home.
So you're telling me, Bing. First, the lights were on at my house all night long, but finally I found a way to put Bing to sleep.
How's that?
Well, I just sang a little tune called Bing's Lullaby, and slumber is imminent.
Oh, Danny, I'm sure that millions of fathers throughout our fair land have their ears glued to the speakers of their circles in the hope that, you will give out with your magic formula.
Oh, well, it's nothing so magic, Bing, but it goes something like that.
Hmm. Indeed, to have such a melodic Neanderthal at hand.
Oh, thank you. What music did you use to put your kids to sleep?
I don't use any special material, Danny. I rely upon standards. Right now, at this stage of the game, I put them to sleep with the Spike Jones record.
Spike Jones?
Yeah.
That's a little loud, isn't it?
I don't play it for them, but Spike's records are shatterproof, and they don't raise bumps for rhythm.
I mean, when the kids were babies, what did you sing?
Oh, then, Danny, I relied on Brahms' Lullaby.
Oh, I hadn't heard that since I was a baby.
Stand by, son, because on this program, a song cue is a song cue. Would you like to join me?
Song cue very much.
Oh, no.
I will catch up with you later.
Now, this
truth, Danny. And now, Peggy Lee, congratulations on yours and Dave Barber's tune, Good Day. You know it's right out there with the leaders?
Oh, well, shall you sing it?
No, I think it's a must.
Yes, it's a good day. The sun is
shining. Oh, it's a good day for moving along.
Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong?
A good day from morning to night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes.
And it's a good day for leaving the day.
Everything's a good and nothing to lose. A good day from morning to night.
I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today.
It's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills.
It's a good day and throw away the
kisses. It's a good day from morning to night.
Good morning, sun. Good morning, sun. Rise and shine today.
It's a good day for killing your
ill. It's a good day for killing your ill.
But it's a good day and throw away the pills. It's a good day for morning to night.
Yes, it's a good day for morning to night. A good day for morning to night. A good day for morning to night.
Peggy and Bing, just wonderful.
Oh, thanks, Ken.
Look out for Cap's compliments. Peggy, he's only sincere when he's talking about Coco.
I like you and Peggy, too.
I can see that 1201 light in your eyes, Ken. Give us the commercial.
Well, you know, Bing, we get our best commercials from people who put a record of the 1201 and watch this amazing Coco invention play it automatically. And it's like that with all the new Coco radios. Once you've heard them, you realize that they're brand new all the way through. With increased power, finer tone, and the newest electronic features from the Philco Laboratories. Yes, and back of even the smallest Philco table models are the resources of the world's largest radio manufacturer. And you can hear the difference the minute you dial one. Always thinking ahead, Philco gives you tomorrow in your radio set today. So when you look for your new radio or radio phonograph now, look at the leader first. Look at a Philco. Famous for quality the world over.
Here's what I would consider a well-written song. Has a touch of class and still it's in, shall we say, le mode populaire. Just let us say that. Unpredictable as early spring. Why no choir praising the joy I was to find? And why am I the one to be overwhelmed under thought could feel no pain? Where's that beautiful sign in lover's lane? Why no warning until the bells began to ring and sing? Why must love be such a random thing? Why no warning
down to ring and sing. Why must love be such a random thing?
Before saying goodnight, I'd like to mention that the Campfire Growers Incorporated is celebrating their 35th birthday this month. Here's a salute to this great organization on its fine leisure time program for young girls.
Hey, you know something, Jane? Mm. Before long, Dina can join the Campfire Growers.
Well, under the heading of advice to Father Danny, I would say that would be an excellent idea. Nice of you to drop in, Dan. Next week, our guest will be that famous violin virtuoso.
Who? Yes, I think?
Jack Benny.
Oh, Jack Benny. Oh, well, I see.
Oh, well. Just in case Jack does try to play the violin, Mary Livingston will be on hand to help me rest it from his returning gift. Good night, Danny. Good night, folks.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Skip Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guests, Jack Benny and Mary Livingston. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.